This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. A family gathers in a small room in Sri Lanka, a song to mark the passing of two children whose lives were wrenched away by terrorists on Easter Sunday. At least 290 people were killed and at least 500 injured in bomb blasts that ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday, the first major attack on the Indian Ocean island since the end of a civil war 10 years ago. Colombo resident Mangala Karun Aratne says he is shocked by the attacks.
We moved back to this country after the war, actually, myself. I was living elsewhere, and in 2011, because this is a peaceful country, and now we are just totally surprised and dumbfounded. But we will come out of this, I'm confident. I hope so.
Rosie Senanayake is the mayor of Colombo.
This is a very sad moment. This is a very cowardly attack. And it's not just an attack. It's a very gross, gruesome attack on humanity.
Authorities believe the bombers were from a local organization, Thofik Jamaath. The Trump administration is increasing the pressure on countries that import oil from Iran, AP correspondent Matt Small.
The U.S. is poised to tell Japan, South Korea, Turkey, China, and India that they'll no longer be exempt from U.S. sanctions if they continue importing oil from Iran, in a move intended to increase pressure on Iran by strangling the revenue it receives from oil exports. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will announce today that the Trump administration won't renew sanctions waivers for the five nations when they expire on May 2nd. Matt Small, Washington.
And the State Department due to make that announcement sometime within the next hour. This is VOA News. 41-year-old comedian Vladimir Zelensky